God is closer to you than the ear in your lungs. This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Wednesday, and if by this point in the week you're starting to feel overwhelmed by all your responsibilities, your duties, you gotta laugh. Laughter's the music of the heart. Laughter's pain turned inside out. Laughter's a shock absorber of life's hard knocks. Remember, you don't stop laughing because you've grown old. You've grown old because you stop laughing. And sometimes you don't necessarily laugh because you feel good. You feel good because you laugh. Because it's medically proven that when we laugh, natural painkillers are released. They're called endorphins. And they help deal with the pain. Oh, you gotta laugh, folks. Sometimes the only sense you can make out of life is a sense of humor. So I hope the joke I share with you at the end of today's program will make you smile, maybe even laugh out loud. I love when people laugh out loud when I'm preaching. Well, today's scripture passage is very short. It's two verses from Mark's Gospel, the very first chapter, verses 14 and 15. Mark writes, "After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee proclaiming the good news of God. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God is close at hand. Repent and believe the good news." That's it. That's today's scripture quote. Boy, can you have, in such two short sentences, so much to reflect on. You don't find it too often in such a short scripture passage to have so many things to reflect on. Let me show you what I mean. Let's start with the idea. The time has come. What's that mean? Well, you gotta understand there's two types of times. There's the time that we mark by our watches and our clocks. And then there's the time of when God breaks into our world, when God has a teachable moment, when God allows this time to be sacred. Okay, that's a different type of time than just the ticking of our second hand on our watches. So Jesus says, the time has come. What time? Well, the proclaiming of the good news of God. By whom? By Jesus who came from Galilee. And why does he have a right to do that? Because he's the Son of God. The kingdom of God is close in him. What must one do when one finds out that the kingdom of God is close at hand? One has to repent and believe the good news. What makes it good news? Okay, you see how I'm playing the advocate with all the different parts of these two lines from Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 14 and 15? Yeah. Well, the good news is, as opposed to so much bad news that you and I are exposed to all the time, good news that God has overcome evil. He sent His Son into the world to bring light out of darkness, to bring joy out of despair, to bring peace out of violence, to bring life out of death. Now, is that not good news? You know, the problem in our world, it seems to me, especially in a world like the United States, a country like the United States that has such technology, such medical miracles, that people are almost, they're almost indifferent to hearing good news. Oh, another technological advancement. Oh, well. Another medical miracle. Oh, well. Well, you can't lose your excitement about the good news that comes from Jesus Christ, because that's how we're saved. It's our belief in Jesus Christ and practicing what we believe that becomes our guarantee to getting to heaven. Now, you know how life is so short. I talk about that all the time. Life is fleeting. Scripture talks about how short life is. You know, Psalm 90 says, maybe the sum of our years are 70 or 80 if we're strong, but they pass quickly away. A lot of you out there, including me, know how quickly life passes away. So we need to hear good news. That death is not the end of life, it's the end of the dying process. In the twinkling of an eye, we're born again into the kingdom of God, hopefully, because of the way we lived our lives and the way we gave our loyalty to Jesus Christ. To be able to do that, we have to repent, the reading said, the scripture that I shared with you. Repent and believe the good news. Repent. Open up your heart to God. Get rid of all that junk. Get rid of your sins. Get rid of your addictions. Get rid of your egoism. Get that out. Make room for Jesus. He wants to come and dwell in our hearts. The kingdom of God is close at hand. Because once we invite Jesus into our heart and he takes up his dwelling place in our heart, he's closer to us, as I said at the beginning of the program. He's closer to us in the air and our lungs. So we make this room for God by getting rid of the stuff that's ungodly, getting rid of the stuff in our heart that doesn't reflect our Christian vocation. Now, once Jesus is dwelling there, wonderful things can happen to us. We've repented. We believe that Jesus is there because we can't see Jesus with our eyes, hear Jesus with our ears, touch Jesus with our hands. So we make that leap of faith, believing that Jesus dwells in our heart. And from our heart comes the direction of how we live, how we forgive, how we share, how we love, how we understand, how we're compassionate. And then we become part of the good news. We become Jesus for other people. We become Jesus with skin on. If you're a Catholic listening to this program right now, and especially if you're an older Catholic, you remember at the end of Mass, the priest used to say, the Mass has ended, go in peace. In Latin, it was ite missae est. Go. Now, missae est is like from the, it's missile. The English word missile comes from that. We're being sent. We're to go out into the world and bring good news. We're to work for justice and peace. We're to call people to holiness. Invite people to forgiveness. Show them what it's like. No idea is attractive until it's lived. We do that in our families, in our little home churches, our domestic churches. We do that in our work, in our school. We do that when we're playing sports. When we have a special love for the poor. We become good news. If you're married right now and listen to this program, are you good news for your spouse? Or do you whine? You criticize? You complain a lot? Are you real negative? How can a Christian be constantly negative? It's good news, not bad news. It's positive news, not negative news. Yes, I know there's times we have to correct. There's times we have to challenge. We have to call people to fulfill their responsibilities. But the way we do that, the way you correct a child, the way you correct your spouse, has a lot to do with the way they're going to respond to your challenge, to your correction, to your request. If we're always critical, if we're always negative, the people are not going to want to be near us. They're not going to want to be involved with us. They're not going to want to believe that we're Christians. You know, that famous quote from Nietzsche, if Christians are supposed to be redeemed, why don't they act like it? Why don't we show it in our eyes and our mouth and our smile and our laughter and our forgiveness and our compassion and our tenderness? Everybody who's listening today, You have to allow God to work in your life, powerfully work in your life, in all of your life. You can't pick and choose what part of your life. Oh, God, well, you can work in my marriage, but you can't work in my finances. Oh, God, you can help me discipline my kids, but I don't want you to help me to discipline myself. That's not the way a Christian invites God into his or her life. We repent, we believe that it is good news. We make the kingdom of God that now dwells in our life real for other people. And if you do that, you will be blessed. That's for sure. That's one of the guarantees. I guarantee that God will bless you. Well, our prayer partners today are opticians. These are the people that help fit glasses, help people get their glasses, make sure they have the right prescription for their glasses, help them to see clearly. They do a wonderful service, and they deserve a prayer from us today. They deserve us to ask God to bless them, okay? Now, today's food for thought, it comes from that famous painter named Salvador Dali. And he's saying this, I think, with tongue in cheek, but nonetheless, it's a good point. He says, "Have no fear of perfection, you'll never reach it." And that's true, isn't it? And yet so many people, wow, my goodness, the amount of energy they spend trying to be perfect. All right, today's small attempt to make you laugh. I mean, it's Wednesday, you got to laugh. A couple are getting ready for bed after a long day's work. "I look in the mirror and I see an old lady," the woman says to her husband. "My face is all wrinkled and I'm sagging and bagging all over. And look at this flab on my arms." Her husband is silent. "Hey," she says, turning to her husband, "tell me something positive to make me feel better about myself." "Well," says the husband, "your eyesight is still great." Oh, you gotta laugh. Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Drop me a note. Let me know. Let me know that you listen to the program, or if you're real comfortable using the internet, you can go to my website, fatherscott.com, spell out father, and you can use my email address. Just drop me a note. "Hey, Father, I listened to your program. This was helpful. Father, do a program on this topic." I just really like to hear from my listeners. You know, you can also send me your prayer intentions. Slow. You can do it by sending me to 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Or again, you can go on my website and send me your prayer intentions through an email. And I will faithfully pray about your intentions. And let me know if you want to receive my newsletter. And I certainly would appreciate it, and God will bless you, if you could send me a donation to keep my hospital for the poor and sick open in Oaxaca, Mexico. You make the check out to Tash, T-A-S-H, Inc. I named it after my mom, the Anesthetor Hospital, and you send it to 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And God will bless you. And I'll pray for you. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore.